Okay, good morning. Good morning. All right, we're going to start off with a really short part two to Hilchos Nida. Just a little prelude or foreshadowing to your idea. This came up in Taf Kuf Nun Aleph and Dalet recently. So the question that we spoke about was if a person's or a woman's Leil Tefillah, the mitzvah to go, is Motzei Tisha B'Av, when does she bathe and do the chafifa? So we learned that the Shulchan Aruch clearly writes you do it all Motzei Tisha B'Av. And the Rama writes that she should do the, the Rama actually paskins like the Shulchan Aruch in that situation, that she should just do it at night. Unless she can't do it at night, then she's allowed to do it Erev Shabbos. We discussed this at length before. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing. Many other Ashkenazi poskim say to do it dafka, the main chafifa, Erev Tisha B'Av. So listen back a few days ago and you'll hear that shir. The way I presented it, I think, was very accurate according to the Ashkenazi opinion. But I don't think I did the Shulchan Aruch justice, so I want to just clarify or correct how I presented it. The two conflicting things that come up is there's an inyan to do chafifa bayom, that she should bathe or wash herself during the day, and so that she's not, at least in those days, she was had more time and patience during the day, and at night it was more rushed or nervous, or in whatever the situation, was more rushed, and so there was harder for her perhaps to have the patience to check. So again, obviously nowadays the metzias might even be the opposite. Or is the opposite, depending on the situation. So that's when it comes, those are the two main issues, which is more important, versus samuch, that the tevila, you want to have the going into the mikvah right after bathing and checking, so there's no chance for there to be some kind of a chatzitza, hefsek on the body between the bathing and, so it should be samuch, right? So, just recap real quick. Basically, the She'iltos, Rambam, Rashba, and the Rif, they write, there's really no inyan of checking by the daytime. The way I just presented it, that you have two competing factors, that's really only according to the opinion of Rashi. Happens to be pretty much a Das Yachid, as far as when you count the Rishonim. But it's not like a Das Yachid opinion. It's a major opinion. Rabbeinu Tam didn't care, but this opinion, he didn't agree. He didn't really care if it's night or day. But basically, Rov Rishonim say you only have to do chafifa bathe at night, and there's no inyan to do it during the day. The only time you do it during the day, according to the most Rishonim, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the halacha for the Sfarim, the only time you bathe during the day, is if, or that's important or need to go during the day, is if it's Leil Shabbos, Friday night, because she doesn't bathe Friday night, she bathes Erev Shabbos. So that would be the halacha for the Sfardim, and that's the main thing. Now, what the Shulchan Aruch does write, he says it's a minhag kasher, ideally, and l'maisa l'chadchila, it's the same for Ashkenazim and Sfardim. He writes the minhag kasher is to start bathing before Shkia and finish bathing after Shkia. And this way, you're Makayim both opinions.
Based off of the Gemara and Sechtes Nida, where it's unfortunately a conjunction where it says, Bidoim Uvalayla.
Right, so we mentioned that in the previous year. Exactly. Right. The Gemara says, Bayom Uvalayla, two different conflicting opinions, and the question is how to reconcile it. And that's the whole Machloka Rishonim. We won't get into detail right now again. So, basic nafkamina, if a woman can only bathe, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then go to the mikveh at nighttime, or she could only bathe at nighttime and then go to the mikveh at nighttime. Which is better? So generally speaking, Ashkenazi poskim are going to say clearly that pe'echad, it's better to go during the day, and then at nighttime, depending how far apart, that she should either do a quick rinse with the shower and then go to the mikveh again, or no need to even go again to bathe, but it's better to do the bathing during the day, and then go again, and then go to the mikveh at night. That would be the general psak of the Ashkenazim. Again, if there's samuch, usually means 30 minutes. Sheva Alevi, based on the Marsham, says for this halacha, again, it's a loose definition, for this halacha we say 3 hours. So generally, if it's going to be more than 3 hours, then for sure she'd have to do a quick rinse in the shower or something at night. But whatever. So basically, for Ashkenazim, they should go during the day if they can, and if not, at night. But that's the best. For us, for Sephardim, the halacha would clearly be, just go at night. The only time Sephardim women go to the mikvah, to bathe before Shkia, is if they're going to finish bathing right after Shkia, or perhaps 10 minutes before Shkia. Again, samuch, let's say, since it could be 13 minutes, could be half an hour, whatever the situation is. But again, the exact minutes is not what's really critical. The idea and being pretty close to the time. So that would be, that pretty much clears that up. Now, Lamaisa, as we mentioned, a lot of it just in Rav Mordechai Eliyahu writes, it really depends a lot on the woman. Her schedule, the house schedule, what's feasible. Mikvahs don't open 3 o'clock in the afternoon, as far as I know. So it has to be whatever is reasonable and where she's going to have the patience and ability to bathe properly and to check v'chule. All right, and just a quick follow up is just a quick thing there about on this topic in particular. The Ashkenazic poskim, they have a thing that says if you're going to go during the day, 30 minutes is enough, basically from start to finish. I mean, I'm not getting into all the details, but bathing is usually in the bathtub close to 30 minutes, whatever, but the whole process, they have like a halacha sort of, it needs to be at least 30 minutes, and at nighttime they say it has to be an hour. It's not exactly a knas, but it's more like, because at nighttime Rashi holds we're in a hurry, I mean the woman's going to be in a hurry, so based on that, many years ago, I don't know exactly when it started, but they came up with this thing at nighttime if you go, it needs to take about an hour. It doesn't have to be exactly 60 minutes to the minute exactly, and that includes everything, whether cutting nails or whatever, going into the room, like whatever. It's a little bit loose, but that's just the rough idea, and the concept also of going in a bathtub. So bathing in a bathtub, so that is an Ashkenazic. Among the Ashkenazi Achronim, they bring this concept of bathing dafka in a bathtub for a period of time to soak. By Svardik Poskim and all Rishonim, you don't see that anywhere. And it just needs to bathe. It could be a shower, bathe yourself, you know, hand wash with a bucket, whatever it is. And that mikar then suffices. I mean, practically, the bathtub is great for everybody. Okay. And if you're going on Har HaBayit, as we just spoke about before, all this is applicable for the men as well who are... Anyway, we'll stop here for Nida.